Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. Nice to have you with us today. I am Doug Llewellyn. It's nice to have you with us, and we're going to dip into the world of medicine today with some very interesting news for people who suffer from a specific kind of pain. You're going to find this pretty fascinating. You know, post-traumatic stress disorder is something typically associated with veterans who've experienced the trauma of war, but PTSD can develop from many different sources, and when someone has trauma, their brain's fight-or-flight response becomes kind of stuck in high gear, and it causes an injury to the brain, which results in the symptoms of PTSD, like hypervigilance, insomnia, and irritability. Those are just some of the things. The question is, what if you could treat the physical change to the brain that's caused by that trauma? Our guest today, a highly accomplished doctor, he is a board-certified clinical anesthesiologist and an interventional pain management specialist with the Stella Center, which is headquartered in Chicago. He is based in Philadelphia, and he administers a fast, effective, and long-lasting treatment, or lasting treatment, for emotional trauma and PTSD. It's called the stellate ganglion block. And I'm going to get the doctor to explain what this is all about as we talk to him. It's really an injection of a local anesthetic into the stellate ganglion, which is a nerve bundle in the neck, and it suppresses the fight-or-flight reflex. Now, the SGB, which is what doctors call it for short, resets the spinal cord pathways to the brain, and the patient then experiences an almost immediate sense of calm. The procedure has been shown to provide relief from symptoms like continual sleep disturbance, surges of anxiety and irritability, hypervigilance, and difficulties concentrating, and even jumpiness. A patient described the injections as water on a fire. That's what the doctor, our guest, Dr. Jason Brager, called it. He says with the SGB, a patient's trauma no longer needs to be part of their everyday life, and it doesn't mean the trauma is not still lingering there. Patients should continue to see their mental health provider, but more than 80% of Stella patients have found a good deal of relief from their PTSD symptoms. The best part, the doctor says, pardon me, is that there are no long-term effects. And he's been doing pain management for 25 years. He's most proud of how many people he's been able to help. And he says you don't realize who has PTSD, who's experienced trauma. So it's incredible to think about how many more people could potentially be helped with this process if they only knew about it. And many pain specialists are obviously not aware of it. So we're going to find out more about it now. Dr. Jason Brager is our guest. He's headquartered in Philadelphia. And, doctor, good morning. How are you? I hope I pronounced your name right. Did I do a good job?
You did a great job. Most people get it wrong, but you got it right.
Okay, good enough. In any event, by the way, the doctor has a great website. I'm going to give you that as we go along so you can learn more about the Stella Center and how they help people. But, doctor, tell me a little bit about you. I know you've been doing pain management for a long time, as I pointed out, some 25 years. How new is this procedure? It's very interesting because I'm married to a nurse, and she's highly accomplished and has been at it for considerable time. She was totally unaware of this, so I would assume a lot of people are not familiar with this. Would that be right, even those in the medical community?
Well, that's correct. I am a interventional pain management physician. That's my subspecialty within anesthesiology, you know, initially being in the OR and being involved in all sorts of operative surgeries, but the stellate ganglion block is a pain management injection or procedure that was really developed for a specific type of pain problem, something called complex regional pain syndrome, CRPS, or CRPS, formerly known as RSD, or reflex sympathetic dystrophy. And we use it as an injection to stop their pain or greatly lessen their pain from that disease. A stellate ganglion box for PTSD is just a simple variation on that as to where we give the medicine, how much we give, when we give, et cetera. It's intended as a single injection, like many injections and procedures regarding pain, and certainly PTS is a pain problem. Repeat injections are occasionally done, whereas for that CRIPS or CRPS, it's anticipated that they'll have a series of them. But for PTSD, this is a single shot.
One single shot, and it has a pretty lasting effect then. What kind of effect does the patient who suffers from PTSD, what do they notice? I mean, how do they realize things are changing?
It's actually pretty simple. It's almost an immediate sense of calm. In fact, that's what we're looking for. We do the injection and we have them, sit down, relax for, 10 or 15 minutes and see how they feel. And really it's just a sense of calm. It's the best way to describe it. I've had people who are so anxious and so nervous. I had one gentleman that was literally crying. He said, "I've never felt this good in so long." It literally, a grown man with tears running down his face. I've had another woman, her sign of her anxiety was ringing in her ears, tinnitus or tinnitus. And I'm literally injecting the medicine. I'm not even done with the first injection. It goes, "Oh, my God, the ringing in my ears has stopped." So it can be pretty amazing. Now, of course, it doesn't work every time to the extent that we like. And occasionally, we do have to repeat the injection, sometimes in a week and sometimes many, many months later.
So let's talk a little bit about how this was developed. I mean, it's interesting. You are a doctor with the Stella Center, which is explain the Stella Center so our audience understands it. It's headquartered in Chicago. Would that be right? But they're all over the country, right?
They're all over the country. I think in 40 states about this time. I think they're in Australia. I don't know where else. So I'll put it to you that I'm, in essence, an independent contractor. So I don't really work for Stella, but
okay.
They have, again, some 40 physicians in different locations to do this injection for their patients or their clients, I guess. They're not their patients per se. But Stella is, I have to give the credit to Dr. Eugene Lipov, or Lipov, I'm not sure how you pronounce his name, so I guess I'm allowed to screw up people's names if they screw up mine. But he was the gentleman got this underway. And I had, not met personally, not face-to-face, but gotten in contact with Dr. Lipov some 5 or 6 years ago. And since the time that we met, he's developed this. And, Stella is a great team of medical doctors, psychologists, patient care coordinators, tireless advocates, all committed to healing trauma. And, PTSD is a trauma. It's a brain injury. And he's developed this, I guess, with some investment capitalists to bring it out of Chicago and everywhere.
Well, it's very interesting. There is a website that I want to point out, and it's called www.stellacenter.com, and it's Stella is S-T-E-L-L-A, stellacenter.com. If you look on that website, there is a map of the United States, and it points out where Stella Centers are located, and there are a lot of them, and they really, they cover the country. I mean, from the West Coast to the East Coast, and into Florida, Texas, they're all over. So now you're a pain interventionalist, interventional pain management specialist. You've been doing this for a long time, working with people who have all sorts of pain. Has PTSD been something that's a major problem that you've had to deal with throughout your career as a pain management specialist?
Well, actually, no. I've had limited involvement. Specifically because unless you're the neurologist or the mental health providers in your area are aware of Stella, and most probably aren't. We're trying to get involved in some veterans associations, and most of those are locals, you know, and I'm not going to put anybody down, but my associate and I have reached out in one of our areas, and I don't want to say where, and we've had no response back, you know, so I don't understand why some people who deal with the veterans aren't like jumping for joy and saying, wow, you might have something for our patients. So I'm hoping it's going to be a build, hopefully not too slow of a build, but I haven't seen people banging down my doors to help them, not the people themselves. You know, I just don't know how to get people aware of what we can do for them. But this is really a very small part of my practice. But it's something, well, I'm passionate about everything I do, but I'm passionate about this because, you know, we all appreciate all the efforts of our veterans. And if there's something we can help them, I want to do that. That's the least I can do for all that they do for us.
Yeah, well, I certainly understand that. I guess what my question is getting at, I know you help people who suffer from pain, all kinds of pain. But is this, prior to the development of this procedure, the shot you can give people, was there anything else you did or used that could help patients who suffer from PTSD like this Stella?
Not really. Most of the treatment for mental health disorders is with, you know, psychologists and psychiatrists and various types of patient care coordinators who try to help them. And most of that's been through medications, you know, benzodiazepines, things like Valium and the Sisters of Valium and antidepressants and other anxiety agents and counseling. That's the way most mental health disorders are treated in this country, and that's appropriate. It's just fairly unique to the PTSD, or for now, for PTSD, that this specific injection can be remarkably helpful.
For those people who don't know a lot about PTSD and how debilitating it can be, talk about it a little bit. How serious does it affect people who suffer from it? And it's not just veterans who suffer from it. Obviously, people from all walks of life can have PTSD, correct?
Yes. Correct. You know, women from sexual abuse or men from sexual abuse is a big category. I've seen a number of patients, I'm sad to say, you know, the drug addiction in our country, the opioid epidemic, and there are a lot of parents who have lost young ones, you know, their children. You know, one of the worst things a parent can ever imagine is the loss of their child. And I've seen that several times, and that's a big category that I've seen with patients with PTSD. And, you know, if I can help them overcome that, you know, that, you know, coordinates with what I do. You know, pain management, I don't do well, one of my partners is involved with the medical management, and I do the interventional management. So there's still a crossover in what we do, and I still think there's a lot of people we can help.
You know, you just mentioned something very interesting. Define interventional management of pain for me. What does that specifically mean for those listening who don't understand?
Well, in one word, injections. So an interventional pain management, as opposed to medical management, which involved various types of therapy, chiropractic care, physical therapy, massage therapy, dealing with, clinical psychologists and various type of cognitive behavior therapies and DBT, I can't forget what that stands for, DBT therapy,
right,
to help with pain control. I do, you know, like to stop the pain. In many ways, you can say the injections treat chronic pain. That's really not true. I call it recurrent acute. Because I do get people better, I get them dramatically better, but I'm usually not curing anything, but just getting good control. And so I involve injections. Most of what I do are spinal injections, people with neck pain and or pain that goes down their arm, back pain that goes down their leg. And that's the bulk of what I do injections for. I can certainly do major joint injections as well. But if it's a needle, it's an intervention. And there are also some we'll call mini-invasive procedures where, you know, maybe the incision's a half an inch or three-quarters of an inch. We can also call that percutaneous, so kind of through the skin we go, as opposed to I am not a surgeon, so I'm not making any big incisions. I'm not cutting anything out per se, although, again, that's not necessarily true for some of those minimally invasive things that we do.
But and what about medication? Does that come under your watch as well?
Sure. Yeah. And okay. There are many medications that we use. a lot of back pain and neck pain, there's a lot of spasm. Muscle relaxants are commonly given. Short bursts of anti-inflammatories. Anti-inflammatories aren't great for long-term care, but if you have an acute event, they're great. There's medications that is called gabapentin and Neurontin that are used for people who have, you know, the pain that goes down their leg and their arm. It's also used for various types of neuropathy, the most common of which is diabetic neuropathy. So, yeah, it's usually a combination of, you know, medications and the injections. The way I like it is, and, you know, of course, medications include narcotics. So what I try to teach my colleagues is, you know, if you're on a small amount of narcotic, that's no big deal. But when the patient comes back after 6 months, they, you know, it's not working anymore, my pain's getting worse, that is should go off as, hey, send them back to Dr. Brazier, see what's the problem, see if he can fix it, and get it back down to a good level. So there's a lot that we can do from the acute herniated disc and shooting pain down their leg. We can get you over that very quickly as opposed to months and months of medicine trying to get better.
You know, I got to ask you, because I know people who have turned to the use of CBD oils, you know, that they take, and saying that helps them a lot. Do you find that there's anything to that? Are you a proponent of that or not?
Oh, absolutely. And in the state of Pennsylvania, I am, you know, one of those doctors who can recommend. We don't actually give the medical marijuana, but we recommend it for the patients. And I got involved with medical marijuana for exactly that. You know, the injections are working, maybe not as well as I'd like. It didn't last the 6 to 12 months, maybe only 3 or 4. And I got involved with medical marijuana as a treatment for pain. But since I've been doing that, the most common thing I prescribe medical marijuana is for anxiety. PTSD is an anxiety. And I have a lot of patients on PTSD who are coming back for their renewal for the medical marijuana. And all those patients, I've been telling them about the stellate ganglion block for their PTSD so that maybe they need less of that medicine. Most of the people with the anxiety are on those benzodiazepines, which are really bad drugs, but they can be helpful. So, yes, medical marijuana, CBD is good. I think the injections are the best because I can do something to really dramatically lessen it, if not stop it. And then the other things can be used just to kind of help it on the bad days.
But, you know, you mentioned medical marijuana. Are these CDB gummies that you get, or the drops that one takes out of a bottle? You're taking your 10 drops, you know, and swallow them. Is that kind of the same thing? Does that in the class of medical marijuana?
Medical marijuana, different states have different products. In Pennsylvania, they don't have gummies.
Right.
So I don't understand why not.
yeah.
But various types of, vaping, actual, you know, marijuana weed, various types of oils, things that go under your tongue, things that you can put on painful joints, those are all under the field of medical marijuana.
You know, I didn't realize that. That's fascinating. You know, I'm fascinated by your career and what you've done. Tell me a little bit about why you decided to specialize in pain management. I mean, it's such a worthwhile form of medicine to practice, to treat people with. What brought you into this field in the beginning? When you went to medical school, did you feel this was something you wanted to focus on or not?
Nah. Most people who enter medical school have some preconceived idea of what they want to do, and then they get involved and realize that it isn't what they wanted to do. I got into medicine. I wanted to do pain sports medicine. because I always like to play ball and like, wow, look at that team doctor gets to be on and watch the football game live every day or every week.
Right.
But I didn't like the world of the surgery that much because there's but I got into anesthesia because you're still in the world of the OR. You know, you do something, there's a 30-second response time when you're putting people to sleep. But I got into it because, I'm an advocate of regional anesthesia. So spinals, epidural anesthetics, brachial plexus blocks for shoulders and things like that. And then not have to put the people to sleep so they really get a nerve block, they get pain relief. And that was kind of a segue into, well, why don't we just do this all the time? And for a long time in my career, I was actually doing both. I was a founding director of a pain center in the community hospital where I was working. And then, you know, I met another friend who made me an offer I couldn't refuse. He said, how about if you come to my office and do all these injections, you won't have to be on call anymore. I went, ooh, that sounds like a good idea. So I really switched to the interventional pain really for a lifestyle change.
Well, you know, that makes a lot of sense. I'm the son of two doctors, and I know I know what it's like to be a doctor. It's a I didn't see my dad that much growing up. He was constantly on the go, in the hospital helping patients or making house calls, whatever. In any event, I can a lifestyle change makes a lot of sense. But let me get back to the subject of the Stella injections. And I want to point out again, there's this great map. If anybody's listening and they're suffering from PTSD or the pain, I presume, does it only help PTSD? Do the Stella shots help, other forms of pain elsewhere in the body, or not necessarily? How would you answer that?
No, it would really be for, I'll say, mental trauma and mental pain, because the injection, as you briefly discussed in the opening, is an injection that affects spinal cord pathways, suppress flight or flight responses, and bring that sense of calm. So it is working on basically brain and spinal cord pathways. I do want to add, though, Doug, people are very scared of injections. They go, oh, I don't like injections. Oh, my God, in my neck, are you kidding me? You know, the injection literally takes just a few minutes. Most of us, or certainly I pride myself in being very gentle. I do it in the office under local anesthesia. Your head, you're laying on your back, the head's turned to the side. You just prep the neck with some betadine and alcohol, a tiny little needle to numb it up, a baby fine needle to numb it up. And the needle doesn't go in very far. It goes in about an inch. The landmark is bone, so you don't have to worry about going to nerves and vessels and stuff. It's really very simple. You put the needle in, under fluoroscopy, which means live x-ray, so you see exactly where to go. Oh, and by the way, this could also be done under ultrasound, so you can see where the needle's going, inject a little contrast or something to make sure it's in the right place and not the wrong place, and then slowly give about a teaspoon and a half of medicine, and then we move up and do it again. Whole thing taking less than 5 minutes, it could go... It could go faster, but I want the patients to be really, really comfortable. And then they get off the table and they go about their business. It's really very simple. Most of us do it very gently. So it's really not a big deal. It may sound bad. It really isn't. It's really very simple and easy.
And they don't feel the needle, right?
Well, you're going to – so when you, anytime you get a needle, you numb it up. So the numbing was really just
what
in
I mean.
The skin.
Yeah.
But you're just, but
kinda
then
like,
you do, the needles, go ahead.
I was going to say, kind of like a dentist giving you Novocaine. When they give you the Novocaine, then you know, Novocaine may feel that in the very beginning, but then you don't feel anything else. This would be the same thing. You numb it a little bit before you do the procedure.
Yes and no. That's a different kind of situation, but... in the OR, you start an IV, you numb the skin, and so that the bigger needle, you don't feel that going in, but you kind of feel it, but it's nothing bad. But this is still a thin needle, and I'm going to tell people it's either a 25 or a 22-gauge needle. You can look that up and say, oh, my God, that's a really thin needle, and use like a 30-gauge needle to numb it up. So if you know needles, The bigger the number, the smaller the needle. You know, a 30-gauge needle is what a diabetic injects to themselves. So we're talking thin needles. So even if you feel it's not sharp and stabbing, it's just like, okay, I didn't like that, but no big deal. I think that's important for them to realize, because I don't want people going, I don't want an injection. I think they should have the injection.
Yeah, well,
as I said, you'll be very pleasantly surprised how easy it is and how simple it is and how helpful it is.
And it's pretty, I mean, the patients realize a difference pretty quickly, right? It may not be instant, but it doesn't take long to have an effect. Wouldn't that be correct?
Well, that is correct, but usually within 10, 15, 20 minutes, they are noticing a sense of calm. So we are checking them out. You know, when we do the injections, there's a couple side effects that we look for. We actually score how well the injection worked by eye signs and sensation and things along those lines. So if we don't get those three signs, which we rate 1 to 2 and 3 of them, so a maximum score of a 6. So if they don't get a 4 or more from the side effects and they don't feel a sense of calm, I might actually put them right back down on the table and do it again. Or,
right,
as I said, sometimes they feel great, and it just doesn't last. You know, like, I was great for 10 days, and all of a sudden it came back. You know, we'll bring them back and do it again.
I was just going to ask you, do you hear back from patients who you've administered this procedure to, you know, a follow-up, so to speak, and get their reactions?
Well, there's two groups of patients that I see. So I've actually been doing this on my own in my office before I got involved with the Stella Center. The Stella Center is – so when they come to me, I tell them about it, and I do the injection. Some of the patients in my practice who have done other injections have PTSD, and I've done their injections, so I see them back. But I don't specifically see the Stella Center patients back. That's what the Stella team's all about. They do the testing in advance. They do the psychological treatment in advance, and they see the patients for follow-up.
Yeah, very interesting indeed. Well, listen, we're talking about the Stella Center, and I've pointed out they have this great website, Stella, S-T-E-L-L-A, center.com. You're in Philadelphia. If somebody wanted to get in touch with you direct, is there a way to do that, or do they go through the Stella Center? How would you answer that? Or do you have a website?
I would have them go through. Well, I do, but, you know, I think the Stella Center really is an all-encompassing, better way to go, because many of these patients are undertreated and under-evaluated, and that's what the Stella team is going to do more than I can do, so I think it's better. I want them to have complete care, not just an injection, so I think the Stella Center is the way to go. I actually have two offices. I have another office in the York, Pennsylvania area, sort of middle to central of the state, as well as in the Philadelphia area.
Yeah, okay. So I gather you are one physician who is very, very pleased with this development of this procedure, and you know it helps patients and anyone who really is suffering from PTSD, specific PTSD. It would behoove them to get in touch with the Stella Center. There is relief available. That's the bottom line, right?
Absolutely. People don't need to suffer unnecessarily. They can get help, yes.
Well, listen, Dr. Brazier, thank you so much for talking with us. It's been very interesting hearing about this. And as I say, I know a lot of people don't know about it. They're not aware of it. And if you have a friend or a family member who suffers PTSD, make sure you give them this information and direct them to the website stellacenter.com, stellacenter.com, and contact them. Then you'll be able to find out a doctor in your area where you can get that help. Dr. Brazier, thank you very much. Have a lovely day in Philadelphia, okay? Nice chatting with you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Doug. You have a great day, too.
You're welcome. Thank you, sir. All right.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That'll do it for today, folks. I'm Doug Llewellyn. I'll talk to you next time. Till then, take care. Bye.